Now we'll get started with SQL Data Warehouse in Power BI. First, we'll create a new SQL Data Warehouse by clicking on Plus New, and then clicking on Data and Storage. Now we'll select SQL Data Warehouse to make sure we're creating a data warehouse. Then we'll enter just a few pieces of information to get started. First, we'll choose a name. Here we'll use SQL DW. And then we'll choose how much performance we want the SQL Data Warehouse to have. We can have a little bit, or we could have a lot. We'll choose a mid-level option now. We'll actually be able to scale the instance up and down whenever we want. Next, we'll choose a server. We have a server already provisioned, but you can actually create a new server as well. We'll also make sure that the data warehouse has some sample data to get started with. Click on Select Source and then Sample. This is just plain standard AdventureWorks data. We'll also have to enter our credentials one last time if we're choosing to add sample data. Now we'll just click Create, and our creation process will be started. Creating a SQL Data Warehouse and loading it with sample data will just take a couple of minutes. And when it's complete, we'll be able to get started very easily with Power BI. We can just go to the top of our SQL Data Warehouses page and click Open in Power BI. Now Power BI is reading in all the information it needs to connect to SQL Data Warehouse. This means that all you'll need to do to get started is just enter your password. When you connect Power BI to SQL Data Warehouse, you're forming a direct connection. This means instead of moving lots of data from one system to another to analyze it or create visualizations, Power BI is submitting specialized SQL commands against SQL Data Warehouse to make sure it's moving as little data as possible. We'll get started with creating a map of sales. Power BI even knows that this is geographic data and plots it on a map automatically. While this is loading, we'll take a look at our sales over time using a line graph. And then we can also look at sales by different customer income brackets in a bar graph. All this data loads automatically, and it's very quick because of all SQL Data Warehouse's compute power. We can click into different income brackets and see our numbers change in real time, giving us the ability to slice and dice data any way we want. So that's getting started with SQL Data Warehouse and Power BI in just a couple of quick minutes.